Good evening, everybody. You're tuned to 103.2 Dublin City FM, and this is Europe Today with your presenters for this week, Ava Rutzel and myself, John Byrne. Coming up on the programme this week, Ava will be speaking to Norbert Pete Rangeli, project manager with a European initiative entitled the European Musical Exchange Platform. We'll have up-to-date reports from the European Parliament and our MEPs there. We'll be hearing about some of the stories of European interest that have made the headlines here in Ireland. And we'll have some wonderful eclectic music for your enjoyment as well. So stay tuned to us here on 103.2 Dublin City FM for the next half an hour and your programme Europe Today. The European Consumer Centre is warning people to be careful when buying pets or animals via third-party auction websites. It says it has received a number of complaints from people who found that the animals they inspected did not match the details of those advertised. Consumer law does not cover sales or purchases between two individuals. Martina Nee of the European Consumer Centre in Dublin says sales of horses in particular are proving to be problematic.
You need to see the animal in person, make sure the conditions that the animal is kept in are good, and maybe even bring a vet or an expert along to check the health of the horse.
Irish politicians are more engaged with EU institutions than ever before, according to a report published recently by the European Movement. It shows that in 2015, the Taoiseach had a 100% attendance record at council meetings. Irish ministers had a 91% attendance record, which puts us in the top 10 out of 28 member states, while MEPs had an 89% attendance rate in the European Parliament. Noel O'Connell of the European Movement in Ireland says Irish voices are increasingly having more influence on the future direction of Europe.
Ireland is performing through our elected officials certainly very well, and we have seen an increase in metrics and statistical output since the 2014 report, which is something we welcome, as we believe it's really important that Irish voices are heard at all levels of our relationship with Europe.
Irish ministers are expected to travel to Britain over the coming weeks as campaigning intensifies ahead of the Brexit referendum on June the 23rd. On Friday, the Taoiseach said the government would speak with Irish communities in Britain to encourage the UK to remain in the EU. The Fine Gael MEP Sean Kelly says the Brexit battle has to be fought and won if Britain is to stay in the EU.
It's quite clear, if you look at it objectively, that it's not a good move for either the United Kingdom, definitely not for Ireland or for the European Union. So we have to work hard at trying to get the message across. We're actually going to call a meeting of the United Kingdom MEPs to discuss the matters with them. And I think by getting the message across, I would be hopeful rather than confident that the majority of people would make the correct decision on June 23rd.
Ibrahim Halalwa, the young Irish citizen of Egyptian background who's languishing in an Egyptian jail, may be sentenced in June despite the fact that he's never gone on trial. That's according to the Sinn Féin MEP Lynn Boylan. She recently visited Egypt, where she brought up Ibrahim's case. The 20-year-old has been held in an Egyptian prison since August 2013 after the Egyptian authorities claimed he took part in violent protests in a mosque in Cairo. Human rights organisations such as Amnesty International say the claims are false. Here's Lynn Boylan.
We're under the impression now from people we've spoken to in Egypt and Ibrahim's legal team is that Ibrahim will in fact be sentenced in June. There's a possibility he could be sentenced to death. The Egyptian authorities deny that. They say that because he was a minor at the time of his arrest that that won't happen. We have to take them on that word. But there have been some very, very heavy sentences passed down on people. Only on Saturday, three journalists were sentenced to death in absentia. So there's a strong possibility that Ibrahim could face a very lengthy sentence if sentencing is passed down on the end of June.
MEP Boylan has also condemned what she's calling the frightening deterioration of human rights in Egypt. She met a number of human rights activists and relatives of prisoners over her two-day trip there. Ms. Boylan visited Egypt recently as part of a US-led fact-finding mission.
Some of the figures they gave were astounding. 544 people have disappeared in Egypt since August. There are over 40,000 political prisoners in the prisons. President al-Sisi is announcing lots of new prisons being built, so he has no intention of slowing down on the imprisonment of people. And this was one of the most astounding figures, was that 43 students have been killed on campus by security forces in the academic year of 2013 to 2014. So the situation is very grave over there.
Ich war mittendrin, gab mich allem hin, immer auf Asphalt. Hab überall geguckt, alles abgesucht, nach irgendwas, was bleibt. Ganz egal, was auch passiert ist, mir geht's gut, wenn du hier bist. Denn in deinem Rausch fühl ich mich zu Haus. Ganz egal, was auch passiert ist, ist so egal, wenn du hier bist. Du bleibst und hörst nicht auf, du bleibst und hörst nicht auf. Wir sind zu Haus, wir sind zu Haus, wir sind zu Haus.
Hi, this is Eva Rützel for Europe Today on 103.2 Dublin City FM. Today I'm talking to Mr. Norbert Pietrangeli, the commercial manager of the European Musical Exchange Platform. Every musician has the possibility to use the European Musical Exchange Platform to get in touch with other people who are interested in music. It is a young, innovative project by Deutsche Musikrat to connect musicians throughout Europe. Why did you decide to incorporate the platform European Musical Exchange?
We found the European Music Exchange Platform as an interactive information and exchange platform with the aim of promoting cultural communication in European regions. We inform visitors and users on our website www.music-connect.eu about current activities. We impart interesting information about local musical cultures and provide possibilities of an unbounded exchange. Musicians and event organizers can create a profile and show their concerts, courses, festivals or competitions. Even non-Europeans can join us.
Which genres do we find on a platform?
The platform is for every genre.
So you can find appearances in every possible genre. We are open-minded. We are standing for cultural diversity, also referring to music.
How did you get the idea of developing a platform which connects musicians?
We want to contribute to the exchange between European musicians and thereby strengthen our commitment in European integration. At the beginning, there was a pilot experiment, the national exchange between Germany and Poland. Music between cultural partnerships was developed by the 16 federal states of Germany and the 16 voivodeships of Poland, especially referring to amateur music. Gradually, more and more European states became aware of European Music Exchange Platform and were integrated. Now all the European states are involved.
How long does the platform exist?
Since 2009, the European Music Exchange Platform has been existed in the current version as European Music Exchange Platform. As I already said, there was a pilot experience before as a bilateral German-Polish exchange platform. Like this, we have started. This was in 2006.
How does the connection between two musicians work if I want to engage myself?
The Musiker verständigen sich direkt über die angegebenen Adressen.
The musicians contact each other directly by the stated address, or they can contact our editorial team. The communication is mainly in German or English. However, it is possible to publish a short description in the respective local language. The editors verify all information before and activate the profile, the event, etc. after that.
Is it free to use the exchange platform? And is it free to create your profile?
Yes, there are no costs. We are a so-called non-profit organization. The German Music Council is one of the many music councils worldwide. However, we are proud to say that the German Council is the biggest national single music council worldwide.
How many Europeans use the European Musical Platform already?
At the moment, there are users from 37 different states who registered their profile. The users themselves are running into 5 digits and more over all the years. There are only temporary numbers, but at the moment, we have users from 37 states.
How many people work for the European Musical Platform?
There's one project leader who works at the desk. I am the commercial manager and supervise as a sideline because it lies at my heart. It is still a young project. Some of our projects are over 60 years old. For example, Jugend musiziert, the European Youth Project. This project belongs to us as well as many other projects who are 40 or 50 years old and have a national or international meaning. So it is our youngest project. We hope that it will grow and that we can extend it personally.
Could you please repeat where we can get more information and where we can participate in the project?
Ja, die Anmeldung erfolgt über die Website www.music-connect.
You can join our website www.music-connect.eu. There you can enter your username and your password. After that, you create your profile and publish your event. The editor team will verify all dates and within 24 to 48 hours you're done. We have to do quality management because we don't want people publishing any things that are unacceptable. But after that, you can start.
Thanks very much for your information and thank you for taking your time to talk to us on Europe Today.
Broadcasting on 103.2, this is Dublin City FM.
When strangers are coming, they come to your house, they kill you all and say, "We're not guilty, not guilty." Where's your mind? Humanity cries. You think you are God, but everyone dies. Don't swallow my soul, our souls.
Do you think the Eurovision Song Contest is an accurate portrayal of musical culture across Europe or not? There's no getting away from it. That's the winning entry for 2016, Crimean Tartar singer Jamela, whose song 1944 has caused quite a political controversy with the Kremlin, who have judged it as a slight on Russia. Ireland has a duty to get involved in the Brexit debate and make sure the wider views about the need for unity in the EU are heard. So says the Fine Gael MEP Mairead McGuinness, who was speaking in the European Parliament in Strasbourg recently.
We are not going to persuade those who are absolutely opposed to the European Union to change their minds. But I'm hopeful that there is a group of people very undecided who want guidance, and that I hope they will listen to the many voices that are trying to encourage them to stay. They'll be listening to those who want to pull them out, and that I hope that in this particular time they'll understand that isn't it better to work with what we have and improve it than pull it entirely apart and walk away from something that was created from the horrors of war.
Many of you might be thinking of tucking into a delicious Irish breakfast over the weekend, but how confident are you that the sausages and black and white puddings that you eat are actually Irish? You may think from their labels that they're Irish, but it may be the case that the ingredients used in them come from another country. Well, the European Parliament wants an end to this practice. In a vote recently, MEPs renewed calls for mandatory country of origin labelling of meat and milk. They say mandatory labelling would help improve consumer confidence in food products by making the food supply chain more transparent. The Sinn Féin MEP Lynn Boylan now explains.
If you go back to the time of the pork dioxin scandal, one of the interesting things was there was a scheme where you could buy an Irish breakfast for your relatives abroad, and people bought these hampers that were going to be delivered to their relations in America. And when the pork dioxin scandal broke, they contacted the company saying, of course, is this going to affect the Irish breakfast I'm sending to my son or daughter? And they said, oh no, it was an Irish recipe, and that's how they were saying legitimately it was, they were giving relatives an Irish breakfast in America. But in actual fact, it was pork coming from another member state.
The European Central Bank needs to intervene to enable Irish banks to reduce their standard variable rates for mortgages. That's the call being made by the Fine Gael MEP Brian Hayes. He says Irish mortgage holders are paying around 2% more in their standard variable rates than their European counterparts. Earlier this week, both AIB and KBC Bank announced a reduction of their SVRs by a quarter of a percent. Here's Brian Hayes.
There is absolutely no doubt that people on standard variable rates are being screwed by the banks, largely because the great majority of people still have trackers, and those trackers are loss-making for the banks. So effectively, you're having standard variable rate mortgage people supplementing those people on trackers, which is good if you have a tracker, but bad if you're on a standard variable rate. Now, long term, we've got to find a solution to that. I've been arguing that the ECB should actually look at mezzanine funding, which would allow those trackers to be moved to the ECB balance sheet rather than Ireland's balance sheet and the bank's balance sheet, because the banks aren't going to come back to proper profitability until such a time as they can move the trackers on.
The Sinn Féin MEP Matt Carty says the recent TTIP leaks confirm fears that the EU Commission is ready to sell out on a range of issues when it comes to brokering a trade agreement between the EU and the US. Mr. Carty was referring to leaked documents recently obtained by the environmental organisation Greenpeace. The papers contained information on the secretive trade talks on the Transatlantic Trade and Investment Partnership. However, the EU Trade Commissioner Cecilia Maelstrom has stated that no EU trade agreement will ever lower its level of protection of consumers, the environment or food safety. Here's Matt Carty.
What we have seen are proposals from the US government to the negotiations, which are asking for an absolute watering down of the standards and regulations that are currently in place. And what we've seen is that up until this point, the EU hasn't put forward counter proposals. So that has to raise alarm bells. And what we now need to ensure is that the incoming Irish government changes the tack from the previous one, which saw its role very clearly as being the cheerleader for a TTIP trade deal that hasn't even been finally settled upon. And we need all Irish MEPs, along with our political representatives in Dublin, to be demanding that the things that we hold sacred, the rights and regulations that are in place for our citizens, the standards that are in place for the food that we produce, are protected.
We can never let the word be unspoken. We'll never let our loving go come undone. Everything we had is staying unbroken. No, you will always be the only one. You're the only one. Won't ever give up, cause you're still somewhere out there. Nothing or no one's gonna keep us.
That was the Russian entry in this year's Eurovision Song Contest. That was a guy called Sergei Lazarev and a track called You Are the Only One, which some people believe should have won. Anyway, not for us to judge. Maybe some of you out there enjoy that. Well, I'm afraid that's all we have time for this week's folks. I hope you've enjoyed the programme. Again, we want to say a very, very special thank you to Norbert Pietrangeli, the project manager with the European initiative entitled the European Musical Exchange Platform. If you want to get in contact with the programme, give us a ring on 865 8020. That's 865 8020. You can text us on 087 977 1032. And don't forget, of course, you can check out our website support platform, which is europetoday.ie. That'll have a podcast of today's programme and links to the various items that we spoke about as well. Join us again here on 103.2 Dublin City FM at the same time next week and your programme Europe Today.